The Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back to Minute Maid Park. Astros defeat the Yankees tonight 4-0 to take Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. Right now we're waiting for the ceremony to begin with the Astros getting presented with the William Harris Trophy presented to the American League champion. Looks like Frank Robinson, for his legendary player and manager, now works for Major League Baseball. He's on stage at the podium and stage, which have both been set up at second base. Tom Verducci from Fox Sports is out there as well. It looks like he is going to MC the celebration with the AL trophy and also the ALCS MVP award. I don't think we've gotten word yet on who the ALCS MVP is. Players are moving onto the stage now. Jim Crane, Astros owner, is on stage as well. As we're waiting for this ceremony to start, and of course, we'll carry the whole thing for you right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network. So you certainly don't want to go anywhere. And now let's go down to the field.
With me from your American League champions, owner and chairman Jim Crane, president of business operations Reed Ryan, general manager Jeff Luno, and manager AJ Hinch. Also with me, Hall of Famer and special advisor to the commissioner, Frank Robinson. I believe you have some hardware to pass out.
I do, and I'm proud to do it. The first piece of hardware goes to William Harris American League Championship Trophy. It will be presented to Jim Crane, owner and president of American League Champions. Here you are, Jim. Congratulations.
Now, Jim, you know there's a lot of joy in this building, and your team played 4 games in this series at home and won every one of them, while hurricane recovery efforts still go on. So tell me about the bond between this community and this team.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to thank our great fans. With the big hurricane that came through here, everybody's been pulling together. It's kind of a dream come true for the city to be able to make it this far and have a chance to win the World Series. We've got a great team. Jeff's done a hell of a job. He works well with AJ, Reed. You know, everybody works together, including the entire staff in the building. I appreciate all the hard work. But most of all, thank you, fans, for supporting us.
Congratulations. Jeff, you're the architect of this team. You built a great team, and then you made it better with 2 seconds to spare at the end of August with a big trade to bring Justin Verlander here. Tell me about this group of guys you put together.
This is one of the best group of players I've seen in my 14-year career in baseball. I knew it was just a matter of time before the bats got going. Yankees, hat tip to them. They were a great team, great competition, but we're going to the World Series. This one's for the city of Houston.
Congratulations. AJ, your team came home facing 2 elimination games, and your staff allowed the New York Yankees 1 run in those 2 games. What clicked for this team in games 6 and 7?
You know what, Houston? We're going to the World Series. We came home to win this in front of you fans. We thank all of you for coming out and celebrating with us, because we're going to the World Series and we're going to bring back 4 wins.
Congratulations. I also want to ask you about your pitching plans for tonight. You only used 2 pitchers. Did you have that in mind?
As long as they were good, they were going to be our guys. Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers, no runs, a bunch of punch outs, going to the World Series.
Congratulations. We're not done yet. Mr. Robinson, I believe you have more hardware to give out.
I do. In this case, I wish I had 25 to give out, because the Astros had a tremendous season, outstanding series, and there were 25 at least or more most valuable players. But they only gave me one trophy to give out. And the Lee McPhail MVP trophy goes to Justin Verlander.
Justin, I talked with Jeff about how close this trade at the end of August came to not happening, 2 seconds to spare. Tell me about what was going through your mind and what you envisioned happening in Houston.
You know, I got to say, it came down to the wire, and one thing kept going off in my head was Dallas when he called me. He said that I won't regret the decision to join the Houston Astros. And here we are right now. It's the best feeling in the world. We got four more wins to win a World Series. I do not regret my decision to come here. This is the best feeling a player can have. So thank you.
Justin, I saw a sign last night in the stands that said, "Hey, Kate, we love Justin too." I believe there's a love affair building here between you and this city.
Well, I think you saw, I don't know if you saw last night, but Jose Altuve and I, we literally love one another. I literally love you, Poppy. No, I love everything. I love everything about this city. The fans have really embraced me and my family, from ownership all the way down to every single teammate, embraced me and made me feel welcome from the second I got here. And that means so much, and I'm so happy to be able to contribute back and hopefully help us win a world championship.
The MVP trophy is yours. Pick it up. Jose Altuve, it seems like when good things happen to the Astros, it starts with you. First of all, tell me about the home run you hit tonight.
I mean, I swung the ball. I didn't know the ball was out. When I saw that, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to do, but I was happy that I helped my team.
You've been here a long time with the Astros. When did you believe that a night like this would be possible?
I mean, since the day one in the spring training, when I got to the clubhouse and I saw around, I saw Carlos Beltran, I saw Brian McCann. We didn't have Verlander by that time, but I mean, it was a lot of talent with a couple better players. And, you know, we did it. I don't know what to say right now. I'm nervous, but I'm happy, and I want to thank every single fan in the stadium for all the support to my team.
Well, enjoy it. And I hear Los Angeles is pretty nice this time of year.
We'll see. We're looking forward to go there. And I know we're going to go there and play hard and try to make it happen.
We'll see you at the World Series.
One out away from the World Series.
McCullers, hands at the belt. Hands over the head of the windup, the 2-0. And Bird skies this one. Shallow center. Correa out. Springer in. Springer calling everyone off. Springer makes the catch. And the Astros are headed to the World Series. The Houston Astros win 4-0. Take the series 4-3, and there are the 2017 American League champions. Astros pour out of the dugout and celebrate behind second base. Well, the Astros said it from the very beginning in spring training that their goal was to get to the World Series. Got off to a great start, dealt with so many injuries throughout the year, weathered through a rough August, had a great September, won 101 games. And the Yankees certainly gave them all they could handle in this ALCS.
Just an unbelievable job by a ton of guys, Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers Jr. combining for the shutout and huge hits all the way around. Great defense. How about Alex Bregman with that bullet of a throw? A perfect throw to get Greg Bird trying to slide into home plate. And I thought that was the momentum changer for the Astros. And once again, it happened on defense. And it carried over into the dugout. And the Astros players once again getting it done in dramatic fashion. This is a very talented team. They're going to Los Angeles. And they're going to try to bring this World Series home to Houston, Texas for the first time ever.
to the state of Texas.
That's
for the
right.
first time ever.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.